This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. As we get into the Edmonton Cup Final between the Kelowna Rockets and the Brandon Wheat Kings, we'll recap what was a busy week in the WHL. We'll head back to the Bantam Draft in Calgary and bring you the top picks. And a look back at the WHL Awards Banquet as the league's top players, coaches, management, and teams were honored. Plus, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Tyson Bailey of the Kelowna Rockets. He'll be our guest. The WHL's Bantam Draft went Thursday in Calgary. Spokane Chiefs holding the first selection overall. Director of Player Personnel Chris Moulton stepped to the podium.
With the first pick in the 2015 Western Hockey League Bantam Draft, we select from the Delta Hockey Academy and Lloydminster, Alberta, defenseman Ty Smith.
The defenseman was near or at the top of most lists compiled by WHL teams. Moulton says one word sums up Ty Smith.
Special. I mean, he's an intelligent player that makes things happen every time he touches the puck, and you know, he's one of those guys that wants to make an impact every shift. And Ty's a player we identified last year. You know, he was the number one guy we had coming in from the previous year, and he kept that all year long. And there were some great players that pushed him to elevate his game, but you know what? He's an outstanding young man. You know, he's not only a great player, he's a great leader, great person, and he's a huge part of our future moving forward.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes made Brandon, Manitoba defenseman Kalen Addison the second overall pick. Vancouver Giants selecting the first forward of the draft, third overall Tyler Popowich from the Okanagan Hockey Academy. A player we featured here last week, Winnipeg defenseman Jet Wu, was taken fourth overall by the Moose Jaw Warriors. And rounding out the top five, Prince Albert selecting forward Cole Fonstad from Estevan, Saskatchewan.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL Awards Banquet held Wednesday in Calgary, and Portland's Oliver Bjorkstrand the big winner, claiming the Bob Clark Trophy for top scorer, and later the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy as the WHL's Player of the Year. Now off attending the World Hockey Championships in the Czech Republic, playing for his native Denmark, Bjorkstrand passed on a video message.
It's a great honor to win the Ford Broncos Memorial Award and the WHL Leading Scorer Award. When I came to the league the first year, you know, one of my goals was to be one of the top players in my second or even the third year. The fact that I achieved the Broncos award means really a lot to me. And you know, it feels good that some of your hard work pays off. And I got to thank a lot of my teammates, especially Nick Batan and Paul Bittner, who I play with a lot this year, and I really couldn't have done it without them. They're a big part of it, and of course every guy in the team helped me out as well.
The WHL's Rookie of the Year, the Jim Pigott Memorial Trophy, went to Brandon Wheat Kings 16-year-old Nolan Patrick. He spoke on stage with Andy Neal.
Yeah, thanks. It's a huge honor, but I played with tremendous players this year, Morgan Clinchuk, Jace Howard. Like, you know, I obviously wouldn't have got 30 goals if I didn't play with those guys, so they helped me a lot this year.
What did this year mean for you as far as your development moving forward now?
Yeah, it was huge for my development. Like I said, I played with a lot of great players, so I just tried to be a sponge in the room as a young guy and taking as much as I could from them and try to use it to my advantage.
Congratulations, Nolan.
Thank you.
Nolan Patrick of the Brandon Wheat Kings, the WHL's Rookie of the Year.
The Dale Wilson Trophy for Goaltender of the Year, Seattle Thunderbirds overager Taryn Kozin. He accepted the award and spoke with Cam Moon.
It's a huge honor. I mean, you go into the summer and you try to work as hard as you can and get ready for the season. And I got to give it to the D-Corps in front of me in Seattle. I mean, every night they were phenomenal in front of me, and they made my job a lot easier.
They played well, for sure, but there had to be other factors in your success. What were some of those other factors?
Just support from my parents and the coaches and my teammates. I mean, without them, I mean, couldn't get through a year.
Cozen's teammate, Shea Theodore, the winner of the WHL's Defenseman of the Year, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy, he spoke with Andy Neal.
Shea Theodore, congratulations. Quite a select group that you're with and winning this award. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. I know to see the names on that trophy, it's pretty special. And it's a huge honor.
What about for you, and who were some of your influences growing up as a defenseman or as a hockey player?
I'd say my parents, they were huge for me, but I mean, my daddy played hockey, and he really helped me growing up, driving me to the rink, and I know my mom, she was there every day, and you know, they're just huge influences.
First-year WHL head coach of the Regina Pats, John Paddock, was named the Coach of the Year, claiming the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy.
Well, it's very honoring because there's a tremendous amount of great coaches in the league and great teams, and it's very special because it's an honor that you're voted on by your peers, and that doesn't happen too often. It makes it very special.
Brandon Wheatkings head coach and GM Kelly McCrimmon named the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy winner for WHL Executive of the Year. He joined Cam Moon on stage to accept.
What does it mean to you to be recognized for this reward?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Bruce Hamilton, the Kelowna Rockets. Three consecutive years with over 50 wins is a tremendous accomplishment. I think the award is a reflection of a lot of people in our organization doing a real good job. We have a smaller staff, we always have, of very proud, hardworking people. And then I think our scouting staff, now under Wade Klippenstein, previously under Al McPherson, you have to have good players. And I think that's one area of our organization that's always been very solid.
Kelowna Rockets 48-goal man Rourke Chartier won the league's most sportsmanlike player, the Brad Horning Trophy. He accepted the award and spoke with Cam Moon.
Let's talk about the award. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, obviously, I guess it's a huge honor, and I guess I was just lucky this year to play on a great team with some pretty great players.
Playing in Kelowna, how has that helped your growth as a player?
Yeah, for sure. It's been huge, and from Bruce Hamilton, the Hamilton family, right down to our coaches. And I guess the other players on the team, I've been given a lot of opportunity, and it's been huge.
All right, good luck in the final. Thank you.
Thanks.
WHL Scholastic Player of the Year went to Prince Albert Raider goaltender Nick McBride, the Darryl Doc Hayes Seaman Memorial Trophy. He spoke with Andy Neal.
Scholastic Player of the Year award, congratulations on that. What does it mean to be a part of that group?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, it's been a goal I set for myself since I got into the WHL, and it means everything to reach it.
Talk about the balance between playing, and we saw some great saves on the video, and also trying to balance the education side of it, too.
Well, all the credit to that really goes to our education advisor, Geraldine Arpin. She always has a tutor ready for us, and we may not always like it, but she makes sure we're at school the next morning after a long road trip and stuff. So thank you, Geraldine, for that.
Nick, congratulations.
Thank you.
The Team Scholastic Award claimed by the Kamloops Blazers. WHL's top official, the Allen Paradise Memorial Trophy, went to veteran official Regan Vetter.
Usually we're in the spotlight for poor reasons, and this one's a good choice as far as I'm concerned. Means a lot. Recognition, consistency, lots of travel, everything like that through all the years is finally paid off.
Who was one of your biggest influences as a young official?
A guy from Saskatchewan, Wes Smith, puts a lot of grassroots effort into the junior A level of hockey, and that's where a lot of us get our start and progress into the league like this, and then, you know, hopefully have the talent and the skill to excel at this level.
All right, Regan, thanks.
Thank you.
Tri-City Americans' Taylor Vickerman won the Humanitarian of the Year Award. That's the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy, and the Kelowna Rockets claimed the WHL's Marketing Award. Congratulations to all the award winners.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
7 points for Kelowna Rockets forward Tyson Bailey, including a huge Game 5 overtime winner against the Portland Winterhawks, netting him the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He spoke with Regan Bartel.
Well, the WHL playoffs are truly Tyson time, where Tyson Bailey seems to just find that extra. He ratchets it up just a notch and plays extremely well. That's why you're named the WHL Player of the Week. A look back at the week that was for you. It included, obviously, a series victory over Portland. How sweet was that for you?
It was awesome because of last year. Portland beat us 7-3 in Game 5 and kind of embarrassed us on home ice. And we weren't satisfied because we were supposed to be the favorites last year, and they embarrassed us. It was just justice for us.
So you get 5 goals in the second round series against Victoria, and then you fail to find the back of the net in the first couple of games in this Portland series. What were you thinking?
Well, I had a lot of chances. I thought Aiden Hill played great. He made some unreal saves on the goal line, and sometimes I was hitting the post on empty net. It was one of those weeks, and until Dylan Dubé found me in the slot and finally went in for me.
Let's go through that goal. Tell me a little bit about that biggest goal you've ever scored.
I'd say, yeah, I'd say so, yeah, definitely the biggest, bigger than the Seattle one, just because it was the Western Conference Finals, and it was an overtime for a Game 5, which would dictate who's going to win the series.
How sweet did it feel when you saw the puck go in the back of the net? I mean, you jump for joy, everybody's jumping in the stands. What goes through your body?
It's unreal. You can't describe it. It's a feeling like no other. You have all your teammates jumping on you, going crazy. The whole crowd's going crazy, and it's an unbelievable feeling.
Are you ever concerned about getting crushed or getting hurt when everybody's piling in on you?
No. Sometimes, I think one time in Pee Wee, I got hurt in the middle of a scrum like that. But I always try to get out there as quick as possible, so don't get hit, or so I can start breathing again.
Why are you so good in the playoffs? What's the method to the madness?
Just raising my game. I'm more focused, more determined, I think. I've just always been a big fan of playoff hockey. I watch every playoff game that's on the NHL and any league. I've always been kind of addicted to playoff hockey.
Brandon in the WHL final. During the regular season, you guys and Brandon fighting back and forth for first place. How nice is it to meet here now in a 7-game series?
That's nice, yeah. We don't get to see him much or watch him play much. We only get to play him once a year, and that was really early on in the season. We were both different teams from then, and it's going to be exciting.
Tyson Bailey, again, the WHL Player of the Week.
Want to say thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna for his help, and good luck to both the Rockets and the Brandon Wheat Kings as they begin the WHL's Ed Chenault Cup Final. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.